American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Traditional beef has a wonderful story to tell.
That's Daniel Beck, head of government affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on this thing called fake meat.
Recently, we've seen quite a bit of attention in the news to plant-based products that maybe bleed and sizzle like a real burger. And there are some alternative protein companies that want to bring to the market meat that maybe was grown in a lab.
And all these laboratory experiments are trying to nudge its way into the beef industry.
Traditional beef has a wonderful story to tell. We are the most sustainable of all proteins in animal agriculture. Beef is healthy, it's safe, it's affordable, and it's nutritious. And so we want to make sure that we are protecting our market share and also educating consumers on our great story that we have to share and making sure that any new products, as they come to the market, their labeling and the nomenclature used is not confusing or misleading to consumers.
Now, the American beef industry is not finding fake meat too threatening to its industry. It is a slippery slope. Daniel Beck.
It is a slippery slope. You know, I think that there are advocacy organizations out there who are working to get the alternative or fake meat groups to coalesce around the term clean meat because it implies that our product is dirty. And that's unfair. It's unfortunate. We're not attacking them. It would be nice if they didn't attack us. But, you know, we don't live in a perfect world. And, you know, we're not trying to prevent these products from coming to the market. We just want to make sure that consumers understand what they're buying.
Now, this message.
Sustainable quality in today's beef business is consistently higher grading, DNA parent verified beef. Uncommon to the beef industry? Not if it's the American Akiushi. More prime beef from American Akiushi bulls is more profit tomorrow. Start your sustainable future today with nature's healthy beef, the American Akiushi. For American Akiushi Association breeders or information, go to akiushi.com.
Challenging times in West Texas, the Panhandle, and Oklahoma, where they're facing fires, drought conditions, and devastating losses. Contact your local Farm Bureau offices to help. Yeah, we're covering the cattle industry on more than 100 radio stations across the country. And we want to thank all of our loyal affiliates for helping us preserve the legacy of cattle men and women across America. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.